Fresh from a studio and into another studio.
Good morning!
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Even more, Cooper and Luke.
Big Breakfast Podcast Bite Size.
Poor guy.
I'm tired.
I wonder what
now.
Happens when I'm not here.
Do you
come in here and do you just go, help!
Yeah.
It's a lovely day, frost on the road when I woke up. You know what? It's been day 45 and we still haven't changed the feckin' studio. When are we going to start? I think we should. Right, do you know what we're going to do? There's some old, outside, literally outside here, there's some old pictures of Dara Quilty.
Yes.
The big ride home Dara Quilty on 98FM, 4 to 6, I think. And we should put that up now and see what happens. See if anyone says, sorry, you can't put that in there. And then if they don't, we start adding slowly.
Well, you're going to put holes in the walls.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Look, just look whatever that mark is.
Ew,
is there, okay?
That looks like it was poo on somebody's shoe and they put the shoe against the wall.
Look, whatever, look, there's... Describe that. What is that there now?
It looks like a melted nipple.
Yeah.
On the wall.
100%.
That's disgusting.
It's exactly right. So
there's lots of dimples on the
wall. If we can have dimples, nipples and shite on the wall, we can have a picture of Dara Quilty, okay? So we're going to do that. And then apart from that, I love London, I've realised, after going away and coming back.
Yeah. Could you live there?
Well, we used to live... So we used to work in Athlone.
Yeah.
Me and you. I remember walking around that... is it a city?
No,
it's a town. Athlone town, yeah. Walking around that town saying, oh my God, I hate this place. I really want to live in Dublin because Dublin gives me that buzzy feeling. And I was walking around London and I thought, hey, London gives me the buzzy feeling. So I think London deserves a further thought.
Really?
And everybody's freaking out saying, how have you never been there? And I said, I don't know. Sorry, I haven't. I really haven't been to London a lot.
You've not been to the usual conventional places that people normally go to, like London and the United
Tower Bridge and stuff.
No,
oh,
no,
you mean in general?
These are only new kind of adventures for you.
Miami, first time last year. Yeah. You had been several times.
Yeah.
Because your sister lives over there.
Cousins over there. I've been going to the States since I've been 6 years old.
So it's all boring to you, is it?
No, I love
I'm
it.
Sorry,
over there.
I love something.
I love it over there.
Where do you want to go then?
Where do I want to go?
Yeah, if I'm only starting now, you should start too. So where have you ever wanted to go to Barbados or something?
No.
Have you ever wanted to go to...
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, actually.
Hawaii?
Yeah, but so far away.
I priced tickets recently.
Yeah.
For two and a half people. So me, Sandra, and my daughter.
She's considered a person.
Yes. Yeah. That is the kicker. You need people that are willing to pay their way. And Edie refused, right? So we'll rule that out. Because it's a little bit less than an adult.
Yeah.
But only by like €45. I don't know why they do it.
They don't use as much.
Hotels over there. There was a lot of people that said under 12s go free. Which is fantastic. But the flights, you're looking at about €700-800 for an 8-year old. And then she won't pay her way. So it's bad, yeah. Not a good look.
It is. It's on the request list from Max and Elizabeth because one of the TV shows that they like to watch, they do a kind of an obstacle course challenge and it's based in this resort in Hawaii.
Stop.
And they're like, we want to go there. And I'm like, but you won't be able to be on the show because they filmed that in like a couple of days. And it won't be on when we're there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, what about... Then they're mad about going to Iceland.
Bring it to Iceland. That's only around the corner.
I think they'd be bored in Iceland.
Yeah. It's a little bit.
Yeah.
This is the Roy Borealis, if it's clear.
Yeah.
This is the ice. This is a black beach.
This is the land.
And that's
They're mad to go in the Blue Lagoon.
I don't know if kids are allowed in the Blue
Lagoon. That's what I said to them.
Yeah, I've priced that as well. And I don't know if they are. What is cool now, and maybe you wouldn't do this, but it's still cool, is the igloos. So it's a glass igloo. You sleep under the stars.
Yeah, in Longford or something.
No, in Iceland.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As in, so you can see the Roy Borealis.
Yeah.
So that would be beautiful, but very expensive. Again, everything nice is very expensive.
Yeah, well, their now latest thing, they've always wanted to go to Disneyland, which we will save for because that's mad money.
Is it?
It is. We went on our honeymoon to Disneyland. Best crack ever.
You and your wife.
We stayed in a house with its own swimming pool.
All right.
In Florida.
Okay.
We're grand.
Yeah.
Not a bother. I had a great time.
Okay.
And then we got our park passes for the week. So we're able to come and go as we please to all the different parks.
That's kind of cool.
Eating the different restaurants and everything like that. And it was great crack. But if you're to do it with four people...
See, the kids, man, they need to pay their own way.
But they've now spotted the ads for Center Parks in Longford, which is opening this July.
Okay, might go up there then.
I priced it.
Oh no, come on, kiss the break. It's in Ireland.
Man. Ireland is the most expensive place to holiday.
Okay.
Like, we go down to Dungarvan every year, and what I spend on just food and entertainment alone.
In Waterford?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Lisa's aunt has a holiday home there, so we stay there. But what we spend on entertainment and food.
It's bad.
Or good? It's mad.
Oh, it's mad.
Yeah, we'd have a week in Ibiza.
All right. Go to Ibiza then.
Yeah, I should do.
So essentially, after listening to this, you should know that you need to earn more and not live in Ireland. That's been the Big Breakfast Bite Size podcast. Enjoy the rest of the show. Some clips in there about, I don't know, Top Gear and... I can't think. It just happened, but I can't think of it.
Something a man did to himself.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Stick around for that one because it's rank.
Subscribe.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's on like a bird. It's 6:22 on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's Cooper and Luke. How's it going? Good morning. So we need to settle something. And when I sent a message this morning saying that it could be late.
Oh, God.
Because my car was extra frozen this morning. Because, I think it was the first frost that we've had now in a long, long time.
What are we settling? Never mind the frost.
Well, the extra frozen, Susan commented saying, how more frozen can frozen be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I poured the tepid water on my windshield, it just froze again straight away. So I had to go and defrost that again. So it was extra frozen. I refroze it even more.
You want me to, for people in the people listening in the back there,
yeah.
Cooper is late on occasion. Now, when I say late, a minute maybe max two. And what even is late? Is he on air at 6 o'clock? Yeah, of course he is. So it's not really, as long as you're here for six, it's not really late because the show starts at six, obviously, right? But Coop, who is, this is not a bad thing, it's just funny because he's so considerate, will, if he's, it could be delayed in any way, shape or form, he will let everybody know. And today, instead of just WhatsApp and me and Susan saying, hey, maybe late, we got like this thing about how the car was more frozen than frozen. But then there was also a message left in another social media thing called Slack, where we're all in a same group together saying, hey, look at your WhatsApp. Which is funny because why didn't you just say in the Slack thing, hey, I might be late? It's like leaving a little breadcrumb saying, hey, I'm going to send you a text in 5 minutes. And then you have to, there's a letter on your desk. And then that might say another thing, which will lead you to, I may be late.
There's going
to
be a parcel later on saying, I wasn't late today, but here's a little gift.
And here's the kicker. Yeah. Here's the, shua. He wasn't late.
No.
Well, it was never late.
It was to let you know, just in case I was going to be late. Instead of you going,
so funny.
Where's Cooper?
We won't. We'll just say, he'll be here in our heads. And then you arrive, boof. You're very funny. You're so considerate. You can't be angry or annoyed at Cooper because he's just trying to be nice. He's just trying to be considerate, just looking after you. It's so difficult to be like, you're an arsehole. Well, actually, I'm an arsehole for getting annoyed at you. So you weren't late in the end.
No, no, you're welcome. Yeah, yeah. I've been
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Come on!
Yeah. I have one mouthful left of Weetabix, right? So I'm not just going to leave it there while we do 98FM's edge test. Oh, I have to eat it.
That Weetabix will soak up all the moisturiser in this studio. That's what it does.
All the moisturiser.
And then it just goes stodge.
Now I can concentrate. Good morning, Suze.
Good morning.
Hi, welcome back.
You're finished, yeah.
Yeah, I'm finished. I had to, because if I left it there now, it'd be all dry by the end.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Look after yourself.
Relatable.
People are thinking, I'm eating breakfast too.
I'm just like you guys.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to go down the relatable route, will you rinse the bowl before you...
Oh, obviously, yeah, because that turns to cement.
Yeah.
That's incredible. All right, so producer Susan's here, which means it's game time.
Game time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yay. It's that time in the morning, every single day at 20 to 7. We play a game, and today it is Heads or Tails.
Oh, super.
What you'll hear next will be a series of headlines. They may be true, they may be false. It's up to you to figure it out.
It's 1-3, right?
Yeah.
So as in, if you get one right and I get one right, we got a tiebreaker.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so best of luck.
Baby with amazing hair becomes the new face of Pantene.
Pantene.
No.
Can I get one more time?
Yeah.
Baby with amazing hair becomes the new face of Pantene.
Pantene.
He might be the voice of Pantene next.
So much effort gone into that.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. No, you gave me your answer, yeah, and you're incorrect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you tell him,
yes,
Suze.
It is true. 1-year-old Chanko will appear in Pantene's Japanese nationwide campaign.
But is it
his full name
shampoo
there?
Or
no, it just says Chanko.
Is his full name there? And did you bail on?
No,
saying
I
the
didn't.
Full name?
No.
What was his name?
Chanko. Chanko, the 1-year-old.
It's like when
Japan.
you can't pronounce the second name, so you just go, oh, Sean.
Yeah.
All right, second one.
Teen crashes after driving car blindfolded in Bird Box challenge.
Oh my God. Is that still a thing? Was it in America, did he say?
He didn't say where it was.
He didn't say, all right, well, if it's in America, it's true. If it's in anywhere educated, I'm going to say it's false. So I'm going to say it's true. Yeah, guess it's true, please.
Luke, you're correct.
Yes.
It is true.
What an idiot.
The Bird Box challenge being where you blindfold yourself and then drive your car using your sat nav, because that's what they do in the film.
Oh God.
What?
This was in the States, yes.
Double points, thank you.
17-year-old got in the car and the side of it just looks like someone crashed into the side, which means they were doing okay.
Oh, is it? They were doing okay. You're going to be a great parent. The whole side of the house is gone. Ah, it's fine. Yeah. All right, the final one then. Coop, you can get something back here.
Runaway rocking horse crashes into bookmakers.
Well, what?
Is this a rocking horse on wheels?
It would have to be, I suppose, isn't it? Just go back and forth on the same place, yeah, unless they built a bookshop around it.
Oh, it's coming towards it. Oh, no, it's going away again. Yeah. Oh, it's coming towards. Oh, it's going away again. No, I'll just say false on this one. Unless it's got wheels, then it's true.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, oh. Maybe he needs some more details. Have you got that detail?
No,
there?
That's no? All you guess. Okay, all you get is a headline, sorry, and you have to figure it out from there.
Okay.
Cooper.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Oh, fantastic.
It is a pile of
nonsense.
Whew.
So it's one all.
Wow.
Hey.
It feels so good to be equal.
I didn't give my answer to the third one.
What would you say?
No, I would have said it was the other thing. So, you know, probably would have been false. So you would have won anyway. You'd only be giving out the whole show if you didn't win.
I didn't win.
I know.
It's Gavin James Glow at 6:42 on 98 FM.
This is 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
David Guetta and See Ya. Titanium on 98 FM is coming up to 10 to 7 on The Big Breakfast.
We won't have time to talk about my trip yesterday. We'll have to concentrate on the grand tour and everything and the interviews that we have with Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and James May.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd use now to talk about how mad London is. They're mad all together. Hey!
London calling to the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down.
It's the Clash there. London's calling. I haven't been over there in a long, long time.
Since you stood in the rain waiting for Sylvester Stallone.
Yes. And even then it was there. Go and try and interview Sylvester Stallone and leg it back on the same day. So there was no time for looking around or anything. But, oh my God, right? So, London's deadly. Did not realise. Few things, few comments. Everybody's awfully polite.
Okay? They really are, yeah.
In such a weird way. There was a guy came into the breakfast place of the hotel and it was like 9 o'clock and he said, hello, I have a booking for two. And the lady, who was not English, said, we don't have any booking here, but there's space. And he goes, oh, that's all right. It was probably just the amount of people, not the time that was booked. And I was like, oh, that's a very good way of going around that.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, do you want to take a seat here for two? And he said, yeah, thank you very much. Just, there was loads of those moments. And then I overheard a woman talking about how her ex-husband and herself had bought a flat and how they're both really happy with it. I was like, that's a lovely sentence. My ex-husband and me bought a flat and we're very happy with it. So they're still happy, you know, even though it's their ex. All those little bits of... It was a very nice feeling going over there.
Yeah, see,
weird.
If you're not polite in England, you're sent to the tower and thrashed.
Right, okay.
That is the law.
This has taken a weird turn.
Yeah.
but it was really quite... There was a hint of kind of the terrorism thing that's happening. Do you know where London's been targeted a few times with the bombings? So there's been... every now and again, there was an announcement that I kind of picked up on, and it was... what was it? It was... see it, say it, sort it. That's their tagline. So if you see something weird, you got to say it to somebody and they'll sort it.
Okay.
But that was like kind of in the background a lot. It was weird. Weird announcement happening every now and again.
So it's kind of like if you see a suitcase left unattended in an airport, you got to say it to somebody and they'll sort it.
Yeah, even
so this is if you see something suspicious in London.
Yeah,
that's clever.
Yeah, you nailed it. And then what? There was one more thing. Oh, yeah. They've all like historical pictures of the places that you are back in the day. So if you're in like Baker Street Underground, they have pictures of what Baker Street Underground looked like in 1940 or something like that. I've really enjoyed my time there. I'm going to live there at some and work on radio in London when I'm like 50 something and I'm too old to be on 98 FM. This is going to be great. I'm going to be like your man, what's his name, Gay Byrne. Gay Byrne was doing radio in England and telly in Ireland as far as I know, and flying back and forth back in his heyday. And I can see why, because London's gas. I know, I feel like I've just discovered it. Everyone's probably saying, everybody knows London, Luke.
Yeah, like most people would like go to London quite regularly.
It's
lovely.
First, second time in 3 years.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life on 98FM. It's 7:10 on The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.
Britain's Got Talent. You've probably seen it. It's where somebody has some sort of talent and they go on stage and everybody cheers and then they do something and they either go ahead or they don't. And it's voted for on these judges. So they said, hey, that works so well, let's make it an international thing. So Belgium's Got Talent is the thing.
Okay.
I'm sure they have Iceland and Zimbabwe's Got Talent. I'm sure it's everywhere. Because everybody likes laughing at people who are nervous about things. So it's been going on a while. And the reason I think that is because they've ran out of people who have talent and they've moved on to animals.
In Belgium,
yeah. Yeah, Britain's got loads of talent in Britain. But Belgium has a dog. And this dog, which I have a recording of here, wowed the crowd. So he did. By singing along, some might say. Not singing, but we'll say singing for the purposes of argument. To Whitney Houston. Let's see what it sounds like, shall we? You tell me if this is singing, Cooper, right?
Okay.
I will lead your way.
I can't believe they're clapping, first of all, but go on.
But I'll think of you.
Oh, that is kind of cute, boy. Is this singing?
The way.
So this is the... This is the gap, moment. Right? This is the big moment. Here we go. Here's the silence, and then...
And
come on, give me a break. Is that singing or is he just annoyed by the song?
I genuinely think the dog is annoyed by the song because the dog is howling like if it's hearing another dog. So the pitch of like Whitney is obviously making things. It's another dog nearby.
I thought everybody's like, oh, amazing. He hasn't done anything yet. Yeah, but it's a dog.
Should they not rename it to Belgians being cruel to animals?
That's a good point, yeah.
It's the Wanted Lightning on 98FM. It's a big breakfast morning.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Hello, happy Thursday. We're with you for another 2 hours or so, and I've been inundated now with six different texts from people saying that I'm pronouncing Yvette's name wrong or something.
Well, you've been calling her Yvette.
Yvette. I enjoyed calling her a name that maybe she's not called before. And she actually WhatsApped in again.
How dare he correct you on the proper pronunciation of my name? It's all right. I like Yvette as well, Luke. All right?
Ha! Me and Yvette have a thing y'all don't understand.
How do you think B-Rad feels that time?
That's not fair because producer Suze put a capital B.
You thought someone named Brad was called B-Rad.
She put a capital B in the notes and then Rad in lowercase. So
that's
I thought
how
it,
you spell a name.
You're
capital L-Ook.
No, I thought it was
She's
a joke.
She's capital G Orgy.
No,
wow.
You
can't say that in the radio.
Sound of the City.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 5 questions. 500 euro.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
I think we may have a team effort this morning. K. Evan and M. Atty.
Good morning, boys.
How's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good. How are you? All right, tipping away.
Oh, yeah, you know yourself.
Now, I'm going to ask you...
Here we go. He's going to give out to you now, Kevin. Why do you see this?
If you
go
can on. Turn the radio down in the background, because we're hearing it on delay. And what's going to happen is, if you're listening to us off the radio, you're going to hear delay. The time will run out, and then you'll be like, I didn't have enough time, but you did. And you know what
give
I mean.
Him a break, really. That's Matt. How's Matty going to hear? That's the question, isn't it, Kevin?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know at all.
All right, well, the best of luck, boys.
Go mad, thanks.
Okay, cool.
All right, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Wish you the best of luck. It's a great game. 5 questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
€25.
Hand to Kevin. Best of luck, pal. What does a vegetarian... Oh, he dropped his phone down the toilet. Oh, we're back. We're here.
We're now.
Oh, we're still here. Cool. What does a vegetarian not eat?
Meat.
There
right. you go. Straight in. Easy. 25.
I think...
You're going to keep going, are you?
All the way.
€50.
Kevin, if I could ask, just as a side question here, where are you right now?
Pulled up between Ardee and Carrickham Cross.
Okay, are you in a tractor?
Lorry.
Oh, lorry, okay, sounds it. I was just curious.
Knocked it off.
No, it's all good. I like listening to different sounds. Okay, Kevin, you got to question two here. Who's missing from this Six Nation list, right? England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, France?
Italy
is right. Yes.
Well done. Looking forward to that starting, actually. Okay. You have 50 quid. What do you want to do now? Move on for 100 or...
Keep on it, yeah. Oh,
go on, driver.
€100.
Hit the diff, sure.
He's from Hit the Diff Country there, right there now.
He is, yeah.
Go on, Marty.
All right, Kevin. I don't know will you get this now, and the best of luck. I'll try and give you some sort of hint, if I can.
Right.
The Tony Awards. They're presented, yes. They're presented, right, for excellence, but in what industry? Like, what would they be associated with, the Tony Awards?
Journalism.
Journalism. He didn't give me a chance. I was just... He didn't give me a chance.
No. I heard of the Tonys. I just can't think.
It's the theatre, like Broadway awards, you know, like showman kind of.
Yeah.
Thing. Musicals, all singing and dancing and jazz hands.
So sorry, Kev. Should have took to 50, says Matty. Yeah, not 100%. Listen to Matty from now on.
I don't know about darkness.
Oh, right. Well, go on, boys. Have a safe trip.
Thanks.
Go on. Start the Larry back up there. You can hear.
Wow.
That's hard. Now, the Tony Awards, yeah. Hugh Jackman is the only person that I know associated with the Tony Awards because he's always singing and dancing on them.
And your man who plays Barney in How I Met Your Mother usually presents them.
What's his name, Coop?
His name escapes me.
Coming up, I took a trip over to London. Not just for the good of my own health. No, not at all. To interview Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and James Bay. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Or in 3 minutes.
His Rita Silva touched me on 98FM.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, James May. They present it on Amazon Prime. You may know them from another show called Top Gear. Idols of mine. Complete idols. Mm. For many, many reasons. Obviously because I'm a car nut. But also I like the way they're three lads having the crack, going around the world, and people are filming it. It's not heavily scripted. And it just seems like they enjoy their company. They enjoy slagging each other. I like that.
Do what you love.
Yeah, exactly. And also multimillionaires. Fair play to them. Just so happened that I went hand in hand. But we were invited over to London for the launch of season 3, the first episode, which I got to see. And Jesus, flipping brilliant. It reminds me of the old school stuff because it's they've dropped certain things like there's no more guests. A star in Reason Place Car is gone because they asked people, would you like to see that? And everyone said, no. Not really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they kind of tried that in the audience of the event that I was at and everybody said, yeah, get rid of it. Like he said, hands up who didn't want to see it anymore and everybody put up their hands.
Also, I'd say it's probably owned by the BBC, that idea of star in a car.
Could be, yeah. But they did have interviews on and everyone was just kind of bored of it. So I got to ask them a few questions and one of them was, what was the worst moment? Because the thing that they showed was awesome, this like clip of the whole season. It looks like it's going to be incredible. But I wanted to know, what was the worst part of filming the Grand Tour Season 3?
The worst moment, this is in Mongolia. We're honestly the middle of nowhere. Check it out on a map. Actually, you can't, because we don't even know where we were. but the parachutes came down with all the stuff that we'd need, the rations, and they were MREs, you know, army rations, that was it. And we were going through the packing cases to see, you know, engine, gearbox, and there's the food, there's this. And it, there was a moment, and I'm afraid I spotted it, where I went, chaps, there's no f***ing booze. And there wasn't, and that would be the worst moment, I think.
Yeah, we thought it was just being, you know, ho, 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 a bit funny, because we've never been able to function without booze at any other point in our 17-year career.
That's alarming, not going to lie to you. You really should be able to function without booze. But yeah, I saw.
Did anybody get hit for not supplying that by any chance?
No, they didn't. what I quite liked is they showed you clips of the car actually being built. They literally flew in just parts of this car and then told them, well, there you go. You got to figure that out for yourself. They went to China, amongst other places, and apparently China is incredibly hot. I did not realise.
We filmed in a city called Chongqing, which, don't be embarrassed, we hadn't heard of it either. It's the biggest city in the world. It's bigger than Shanghai, Mexico, Tokyo, London. Anyway, it's huge. 30 million people live there. It's an average daily temperature of 48 degrees in Niamey. 48 degrees with 98% humidity. And the air conditioning in James's Mercedes was broken.
And when you watch the film, you'll see Jeremy tells me, and I didn't know, genuinely, yeah. And the joy that spreads across both of our faces at the realisation.
We were only there for 10 days. It was brilliant.
That went on for like 45 minutes, that chat, and I honestly could have listened to him talk for 2 hours.
Is it his voice?
Just the crack that they seem to have and all the slagging that they give each other. But honestly, no, I would tell you if it, because I'm a massive fan of the lads, and I would tell you if it wasn't a good episode, but that first episode was brilliant. Muscle cars in America. Oh, and I'm only just nice. Back from America last year, and I must have.
And Hammond arrived at the event in a Mustang.
His Ford Mustang Fastback from the car from Bullet, essentially, the 60s one. Oh my God. James May arrived in a BMW i3, so an electric car.
As he does, yeah.
Meh. And then Clarkson, right? What would you think Jeremy Clarkson would arrive in?
Well, I know he's got a the Ford, what do you call it? Oh, what's it called? The mad wide one that carried
Ford GT500. Yeah, yeah. Sold that a long time ago.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then I don't know. A bicycle?
Alfa Romeo Jeep.
An Alfa Romeo Jeep?
Yeah, and I will have it in about 3 weeks on 98FM Motoring, so I'm wondering why, of all the cars he picked that, it must be insane.
Or maybe he was paid to drive it.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Yeah.
That place that they were talking about that you've probably never heard of, Chongqing in China.
Chongqing.
Yeah, yeah. I've just Googled it, and what the result has come up that he's a news presenter in Hawaii.
Chongqing is?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Ariana Grande, thank you. Next, it's 8:28. It's a big breakfast at Cooper Nook. I like that footage that you got from being over in London, meeting the lads from the new show on Amazon. What's it called again?
The Grand Tour.
Grand Tour. Oh, see, I haven't seen it yet.
Have you not?
No, I don't.
Three seasons.
I don't have Amazon.
Okay, yeah. Give you that.
But you were doing this as well for 98FM Motoring.
Yep.
Because you claim to be a motoring expert.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I would never claim to be an expert. I'm not an expert in radio, and I do that.
I've never said you were either.
Yeah, I see.
But you claim to be an expert at motoring.
No!
All right, you claim to know a lot about cars.
A bit.
And you also reckon that you can tell what people drive by having a chat to them.
Again, no, I don't, but I have a funny feeling you want me to admit that I do.
No, I think it might be a challenge. I reckon that if you know enough about a person that you can figure out what type of car they drive.
It's a dangerous road to go down, to give a motoring pun, but we can try it. It's probably like,
would you have been able to guess what car I drive by just talking
a
to
little
me?
Bit
really
purely because it's a good car for you to have because you've got family and you still want something that's a little bit sporty and it looks a little bit different from a normal like Golf or whatever, so you went with a Kia.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
The way you just landed it, you just went with a Kia,
but you went with a white Kia too.
Yeah,
so you can tell there's a bit of you in there.
Yeah.
Even though you always wear black, so that doesn't make much sense. But anyway, you know what I mean. Yeah,
it's the yin-yang in my life.
I
okay,
get
so I'd like to set you this challenge just for the crack.
Oh, right, hilarious. Okay. Here we go.
So if you want to come on and see, can Luke guess what you drive?
Right.
0877 98 98 98. Are you up for it?
No, not because what am I going to say? Like, what shoes do you wear? All right, we'll have to do certain things. Like, you're going to have to maybe beep your horn.
Yeah.
Give me an L indicator stock noise.
Yeah.
And maybe country of origin.
Like, I reckon I know what car Georgie drives by just talking to her.
I actually seen, she passed me in the car park there last week.
Oh, so you know?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I wouldn't have thought of it before.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a very, it doesn't matter.
It's a mom car.
So what do you do for a living, Georgie?
I'm a news reader.
Okay, cool. And you're a mom. I reckon you drive a Ford Focus.
No.
See there, I'm not good at this. I reckon you'd be able to get this one.
We'll see you in about 10 minutes.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Well, first we've got Rear End Rebecca. How's it going?
Morning.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Good, yeah. I must reiterate, we've actually never seen what you drive because you always turn up to our events there. You don't drive up to us and go, hey boys. You walk up.
Well, I did once, but that was in my old car. So, you know,
curveball. Thrown. Absolutely thrown. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Very best of luck, Luke. Over to you.
Rear End Rebecca, are you in your car right now?
I'm actually not, no. I'm in the airport.
Well, good talking to you.
Yeah, but I can talk about the car.
Yeah, go on. I'll tell you what, I'll ask you a few questions and then we'll see how far we can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so where is it from? Like, what's the country of origin?
America, I think.
America. All right, so it has to be either a Chevrolet or... what other American car? Or a Ford, essentially.
Do I have to give yes or no answers?
Yeah, go on. You can say yes
or no. Okay, yes.
Okay, so is a Ford then?
Yes.
Ah, right. Yes. Okay. What litre?
1.2.
That's be a Ford Fiesta then, surely.
Oh, bang on.
Ah, yes.
Bonus points for the colour.
Blue.
Nope.
Oh. Well, thank you, though. In a matter of seconds, I have successfully guessed what car she drove. Of course, Producer Suze probably isn't happy with this. but I'm going to have to ask different type of questions for the next person. First things first, Ray and Rebecca, thank you so much and enjoy your flight wherever you're going.
Thank you for having me. Ooh, thank you very much.
Okay, well, see you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Who we got next?
Carpool Christine.
Hello.
Oh, snap.
Hoi. are you actually in your car?
Yes, sir, I am, yes.
Okay, perfect. Right, let me take over. Now, I've been instructed now to not ask such specific questions because apparently that's too easy. So I'll go with the likes of, what do you do, Christine?
I'm a direct marketing, digital marketing person.
Okay, is that a serious job, you would say?
Very serious, yes, okay. Very serious.
But you also play sports and stuff, so I presume you'd need like a big trunk or something.
Yeah. I like that you said trunk as well, not the boot.
Especially for you, because you're Canadian.
Thank you.
You also got a kid as well, as far as I know.
That's true, yeah.
So it's got to be safe.
Yeah.
Right. You want the kid to be as far away from the accident, potentially, as possible.
Yeah.
Would it be sort of, am I in the right way of thinking, like a Volvo type of car?
Not the right brand.
Not the right brand, right. Same size, though.
Yep.
Okay. You wouldn't drive a Merc, would you? Nah, you wouldn't.
No, I don't think so.
So you definitely wouldn't drive a BMW either?
No.
You're going down the X5 route, weren't you?
No, I'm going away. I'm trying to figure out what she doesn't want. Can I hear your indicator?
Sure.
Oh, all right. Oh, my God. Can I hear the horn?
Yeah.
Oh! God damn it, that's a familiar horn. Don't quote me on that.
Everybody's looking at me now.
Just wave. Tell them you're on the radio.
I will.
What's your thought process? Are you thinking, what area in the world are you thinking?
Well, she wouldn't drive an American car because she's Canadian, surely.
Would I not?
So is it a Chevrolet? What a...
Oh, did he even have Chevrolets here?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
They're
gone.
Chevys.
Yeah, gone.
Chevrolet.
You see them around, but they're
they
not,
don't sell them
don't
anymore.
Think,
no, look at you. So what?
I'll tell you this. It would not have been my first choice, but it was all I could drive here.
Oh my God! So it's not a Ford then, because that would be an all right car to drive.
There is people suggesting.
You're not doing too well.
Hang on a second here now. So a lot of people saying, Luke, it's clear that she is driving an Audi.
No.
Yeah, that's seeing that clear now.
I've written down what I think you're driving, but I've got to wait till Luke guesses.
Okay. I want to check the text here. A Qashqai, someone says.
A what?
It's a Nissan.
Oh, well, I would have loved if it was a Nissan. That's my favorite.
What
I drove in Canada.
It's definitely an automatic.
That is correct, yeah.
Because you're American. My God.
Because I'm Canadian and they won't give me a, they won't give me a standard license, manual license.
It's just a normal Ford Mondeo then, is it?
You got the brand.
Oh, so it's a Ford Tiguan.
No.
Puma.
No.
It's not another Fiesta. Please tell me she's not driving Fiesta. What is it, Christine? Go on, tell us.
It's a Focus. But it's the extended one.
Oh, someone just said a Focus there. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Cooper, did you get it?
No, I had a Volkswagen Touareg.
Oh, forget.
way too big.
Yeah,
Christine,
yeah.
Dean, thank you for that. And give another beep there for everybody around you. There you go.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
It's your first time listening to the show. Hi, good to have you. And also, this is a this mysterious machine here to my left that sort of orders us to do something every day. And nobody really knows what's going on at this particular time. The rest of the time, we're fully in control.
Kind of,
yes. Susie's here. She's pretty good at controlling it.
I am. Yeah, I've read the instruction manual. It's in Chinese. Took a while, but Google Translate helped me out a lot, and we have managed to make it work every day.
Sweet. Okay. Do you want to push it? So,
can I have a go?
Yeah, of course you can. But like, are you sure you want to?
No, I don't know.
Go on. Have a go.
All right, that one there.
Just thrown an envelope out at me and it says, congratulations Cooper, Luke and Suze. You're about to play a game that they play on Dublin Talks called Say What You See.
That's lazy of the mystery machine. So rob another station's game. What are we going to do? The one note guessing game. Call it like the last note guessing game. That's stupid.
So each of you are going to get 30 seconds to describe what you see in front of you. All right.
What do I see? What?
There's going to be a piece of paper held up in front of you.
I've never played this game.
Okay, so I've got a whole lot of pieces of paper here and I'm going to hold it up and you've got to describe what it is without saying any of the words in it.
Okay.
Or rhyming any words or sounds like.
Okay.
Okay. So see how many you get in 30 seconds.
Yeah, so Suze, you've got to guess what he's talking about. Are you ready?
Okay. I'll give you a timer, I suppose. 3, 2, 1.
You ready?
Go. Loads of lads, they've different instruments and it's a cartoon. And they say, whoa, dude, and love Vol Pizza. Oh my God, Shredder is the enemy.
It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Upside down.
In a band.
It's something that everyone wanted to put on their pot of tea. He's the president.
Oh, Michael B. Higgins.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know what a is. It's in the ad.
What?
I have no idea.
Trevor
what
Morgan.
Yeah. One more.
Three.
Ooh. Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles had you stuck.
Well, you said they're in a band.
Did I?
Yeah, you said they're in a band.
I said a group.
Yeah, tick.
All right, fine.
You're the one who said it.
Sorry, okay, fine.
Uh-huh. Okay, Suze, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 30 seconds, start now.
It's a
wow. An egg.
Yeah, it's an egg with a toy in it.
Cadbury's Crib Egg. Or no, Kinder Surprise.
Yes. And what you'd blow your nose with, but a male would use
a handkerchief, a tissue, a sleeve.
A
hanky, a bleeding.
Pass, go on.
What?
You'd wear them on your hands, but they don't have individual fingers.
Mittens?
Yeah.
Okay. Quick.
What you'd use your computer thingy for?
A mouse mat.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You got four, didn't you? Yeah. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Wow, Kinder Surprise, I could not speak.
I know.
That was tough.
It's have you got more?
Yeah, I've loads.
Let's do one with Cooper then. I quite enjoyed that. I'll give you one more.
Well, you're going to show me then?
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so Susan's got to guess, has she?
No, I'm going to do it with you. I want you to play.
Okay, so who's... So I'm going to describe, but who's guessing?
Yeah, you are. Oh, sorry. What do we do? What's he saying? So you're confusing me now.
You show me the piece of paper. I describe and Suze has to guess.
Yes, sorry. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Sorry, apologies. I didn't understand fully what I was talking about. 1, 2, 3.
A band. She's electric.
Oasis.
Yeah. It's a jumper, but it's got a high bit in it.
A polo neck.
Yeah. You play it. It's an instrument, a percussion with sticks.
Drums.
He was a wrestler, he's now an actor. He was, he's everything with the other little guy.
Arnie Schwarzenegger?
No, he's newer, he's got big muscles.
Dwayne The Rock?
Yeah.
And smelly. Smelly.
I knew it. I was hoping he'd get to that because he wouldn't know what to say.
Smelly,
smelly
moly.
Smelly.
Smelly and moly.
Smelly cat. No cheese. Ooh.
Smelly.
Smelly.
How did they get that game done in Dublin Talks? Like, you're
they gave each other like 60 seconds.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, that was good, man. That was intriguing.
98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Gossip. We all enjoy it. We like listening to people's gossip. Well, this is like celebrity gossip. So we'll start with, where we start? Yeah, a bit of Michael Jackson news, yeah.
It's back.
God, that's a great guitar riff, isn't it? Michael Jackson, no longer with us, but someone who is Macaulay Culkin, and he was chatting about on his podcast how, well, what it was like to be friends with Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Because if you think about it, Michael Jackson at that time was one of the, if not the biggest superstar, household name, you know, musically, everything. He was just the guy. He was the top, tippy top. Bigger than Prince, bigger than Madonna, bigger than everything. And when a kid is friends with Macaulay Culkin, or with Michael Jackson, it's just like, what was that like? And Macaulay Culkin talks about how it was just actually normal. It was actually dead normal. He was just a mate to him, he said, because Macaulay Culkin himself was so famous at that time.
I suppose it's normal in their kind of sense. It's like, what you doing today? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm just riding on my fairground in my back garden.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
that,
normal.
Yeah. Or I'm starring in a whole movie all about me and I'm only like 10.
Yeah.
And I'm paid a stupid amount of money. He was actually on the Joe Rogan podcast talking about what it's like as a kid to have everybody focus on you because everybody's there for you. They're making the movie because of you. They're all relying on you to perform. And when you're not even, you know, a teenager, that must be just weird because it's not supposed to be like that as a kid. It's supposed to be the other way around, you know. It's a weird little thing. Anyway, from that to this looks really cool. Okay, so there was this festival called the Fyre Festival, right? And it was pitched as this like exotic location, and it was in the Bahamas, and it was beautiful. Women were going to be there, and men, and it was like Oxygen, except without the horribleness. And it was in like a lovely tropical climate. Ja Rule and this guy called Billy McFarlane were organizing. It was going to be amazing, you know. And the prices for the tickets were ridiculous. It was like $4,000. It was like the cheapest tickets, but they had people, you know, famous models and everything plugging on their Instagram and everything, and it was all a lie. It was all not organized correctly. It was all, none of the artists were confirmed. Nobody got paid. Everybody turned up. It turned into like War of the Buttons, essentially, because there was no toilets, there was no food. They were on an island. It's an incredible story, and there's a documentary about it.
American rapper Ja Rule is in the Bahamas with his business partner
Billy McFarlane.
He's an amazing entrepreneur.
He can convince anyone of pretty much anything.
They just bought an island,
Pablo Escobar's island. Oh my god.
We're going to throw a festival, yeah.
And it was all, you know, fell apart. I can't wait to watch this.
So did your man pull the wool over Ja Rule's eyes, or was he in on it, or do you know?
So I think Billy McFarlane was the guy, because he's the one who's prosecuted, as far as I know. We're going to watch the bleeding documentary, because I cannot wait to see it. It's going to be absolutely...
I like the idea of buying an island and having a festival on it. Anyone own Lambay Island? Do something out there.
Pablo Escobar's island, of all the people to be buying islands from. I can't find it. Oh, it's Netflix. Brilliant. Netflix this weekend. Amazing. There we go. Sorted. And then finally... You've after being told that you're going to host the Grammys. So you tell your kids straight away, you're Alicia Keys, and this is what happens.
I am going to host the Grammys.
Silence. And then the cherry on top of the cake, the kid goes,
what's the word?
What's the Grammy?
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Won't leave you alone on 98FM from the Coronas. It's 20 to 10. How's it going?
So what we do here at the end of the show, really, towards the end of the show anyway, is try and go out with a bang. Go out with a bang by getting producer Suze to find some cool story, some fun story from around the world. Bring it to us, and then we ask you for a tune relating to that story. It's always fun, it's good crack, something for the whole family.
Yeah, and I want your song suggestions for this one, and it's a story right here in Dublin.
Oh,
I didn't have to go far for this one.
Oh, good.
And I guarantee, if you haven't heard this story yet, someone you meet today will say, did you hear this? Yeah, Robin, or you'll be saying it later. right? So the Irish Medical Journal, that's free for people to view. And there's an interesting case in it that's doing the rounds now. So it was about this 33-year-old man. He presented to a hospital in Dublin complaining of severe back pain. And he said it's due to lifting a heavy object. So the doctors had a look at him. And while they were, you know, checking out his welfare, they realised that his arm was actually quite swollen. And it, by the looks of it, he had quite a severe infection on his right arm, a bit of a rash. So they asked him, what's going on? Is that anything related to that? And after pressing him for a while and an x-ray revealing an abscess under the skin, the man admitted that to cure his back pain, mm-hmm. he had actually been injecting semen into his arm as a cure. Now, it was his own.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, grand. Now everything is fine. This is the most bizarre story.
And he had been doing so for the past 18 months, so a year and a half. So that would kind of say to me that maybe he was assuming it worked, or he was getting some benefits from it for a year and a half. He said he had chronic back pain. This was the case. So
why though? All of the whys.
Well, here's the curious thing, right?
Yeah.
They asked him where he got this advice, and he just kind of said he came up with it on his own. So they it was
all the greatest inventions.
Good
point. It was his own medical advice. They scoured the internet. They scoured Google Scholar, all the medical journals available.
Scour his arm.
And nothing on it said that this could be a cure for chronic pain, specifically back pain. There was nothing on the internet that would have possibly given him the idea. So this was, what they can understand, just something he thought,
I'll give this a shot.
Yeah, he actually bought the needle online and then went about doing that.
That's so funny. The full story is on 98fm.com if you want to have a look. This is not something Susan's just made up because she loves talking about these type of stories. No, not at all. She couldn't come up with this if she tried, which is just so funny.
The reaction to the story of it from our website on Twitter is,
yeah,
I've never seen anything like it.
Now, we have to say that's mainly because the picture used in the article is of spilt milk.
Yes. Well, there, you do, when you're putting an article on the website, you do have to choose the appropriate picture.
Why? Is that appropriate? Well, like, I nearly spat my drink out, so like, you might spill a pint of milk.
Well, the good news for this guy is it was a bacterial infection that he got from doing that, which is obviously cured by antibiotics, and he was told not to do it again.
Oh, God.
And he's better.
Okay, all right.
Good luck to him. But
are you going to go with some, like, you know, Sex on the Beach or something? What's your song suggestion going to be?
I'm going to go with the Blizzards. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
I'm just waiting now for the influx of song suggestions. 0877 98 98 98.
Just lots of people just saying, are you serious? They're just injecting what? He was doing what? See, not a lot of people have seen this. Head over to 98FM if you haven't seen. It's all true, and you need to pick an old song now based on that story, so the best of luck.
Yeah, 0877 98 98 98. Jess Glynn is on the way. All I Am.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Jess Glynn, All I Am on 98FM. It's just gone cowboy time. 10 to 10.
Apologies if you just tuned in. You were listening to the story there that Sue's was saying. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, excuse the pun.
An interesting case in the Irish Medical Journal. The case study is called Seemingly Harmless Back Pain. And it's about a young man who presented himself to a Dublin hospital with an infection in his arm because to cure his back pain, he was injecting semen into his arm as a cure, under no medical advice.
It was his own.
And it was his own.
It doesn't matter. It's not supposed to go on your arm. It's supposed to go on a person.
Stop.
Yeah, like, come on. Sorry. That's biology. That's where the stuff goes, right?
Let's go through song suggestions.
Okay, fine.
Did you see the danger of doing this story with him?
It was a risk. So, it was definitely a risk.
All the song suggestions are very good. Bit of Frank Sinatra.
I've got you under my skin.
Ew. Mm-hmm. What about you thought I was bad?
Call what I mean, oh, I swear, baby.
Yes. love that. And then this was sent in. Bonus points for this because it's from Monty Python. Yeah, it is.
What one, Luke?
I think this has been sent in a few times, so it's no individual winner, but I would agree with you.
K7, wasn't it?
Come, baby, come. I'll say it because he's scared of it. This is 98 FM.
98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.